Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, a new rumor sheds new light on some improvements Apple has up its sleeve for the iPhone 17 Pro. In a post on Weibo, the often reliable leaker, Instant Digital, says the iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max will feature notable updates to the display, the battery life, and more. The rumor says that the devices can maintain a higher brightness level for a longer period of time when used outdoors in the sun. This will also extend to the camera app performance, letting you take 4K 60 frames per second video outdoors without thermal throttling. The upgraded thermals will also allow for improved frame rate performance for graphics-intensive games. There will also be notable improvements to battery efficiency, along with increased battery capacity, to enable the longest battery life of any iPhone. That's a pretty nice rundown of improvements, all made possible by upgrades to the battery and thermal management of the iPhone 17 Pro. You might remember that when Apple announced the iPhone 16 lineup last year, it touted that all four models could reach 2,000 nits of max brightness when outdoors in the sun. That's double the 1,000 nits of typical brightness and higher than the 1,600 nits of max HDR brightness. However, that increased brightness level can only be sustained for several minutes before it drops way, way lower because of thermal and heat limitations. One important thing to note is that it appears these improvements will be exclusive to the Pro and Pro Max, so if you're going to buy the sleek new iPhone 17 Air, you'll be out of luck. In other news today, Apple has a new Vision Pro 2 launching soon, but the only change is expected to be an upgrade from the M2 chip to either the M4 or the M5. Two of the main complaints about the Vision hardware, the weight and the cost, won't be addressed until 2027. A new report this week from Ming-Chi Kuo outlines just how much cheaper and more affordable the so-called Vision Air might be. The two key numbers are that the Vision Air will be over 40% lighter than Vision Pro and over 50% cheaper. Kuo is making the pricing estimates based on what he's seeing in Apple's supply chain, so it's important to treat them with some skepticism. This would place the Vision Air at around a price point of $1,700, which of course is cheaper than the current Vision Pro, but still significantly more expensive than lower cost products from companies like Meta. There are also questions about what changes Apple might have to make to hit that lower price point. It could remove the outward-facing eyesight display, use cheaper plastic materials instead of aluminum, include fewer cameras, and even use lower resolution displays. Some of those changes, like using plastic instead of aluminum, would also contribute to lowering the weight of Vision Pro by 40%. Apple Vision Pro currently weighs around 600 grams or 1.4 pounds, so a weight reduction of over 40% would go a long way towards making the Vision Air more comfortable to wear. But given that we are still at least 2 years away from the launch of Vision Air, it's important to treat these rumors with some skepticism, and we expect more details to emerge in the coming months. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. It's back-to-school season, which means lesson plans, essays, research projects, and presentations are about to start piling up for both teachers and students. The last thing you need is for any of it to get lost. Backblaze Computer Backup automatically protects everything on your Mac without slowing you or your computer down. No manual uploads, no file size limits, no interruptions. Whether you're a student pulling late-night study sessions or a professor prepping for the new semester, Backblaze keeps your files safe and always ready to restore. 9 to 5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9TO5DAILY. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac. to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Writing out today, following months of testimony for the remedies phase of the Google antitrust trial, Judge Amit Mehta has just issued his decision, and it's largely beneficial to Apple and its deals with Google. The backstory here is that a year ago to the date, the Department of Justice won its case against Google, in which it was able to convince the judge that Google had a monopoly over online search. The case then entered the remedies phase, which collected testimony from multiple parties involved in Google's dealings, including Apple Executive Services Senior Vice President Eddie Q. The stakes were high as some of the proposed remedies involved terminating Google's deals with Apple, including prohibiting Google from paying Apple to be the default search engine on Safari. Through this partnership, Google pays Apple more than $20 billion a year. If Apple were to lose even some of that money, it would be a dramatic hit to its services revenue. Now Judge Mehta has issued the remedies, and again, Google's deals with Apple remain largely unscathed. The ruling, which is seen by many experts as a mere slap on the wrist for Google, sent Google's stock up more than 7% and Apple's stock up more than 3.5%. Apple's search partnership with Google may continue. The judge rejected a blanket payment ban, finding that it would harm partners and consumers. For this reason, Google gets to keep paying Apple to be the default search engine on Safari. This is all provided that the browser is also allowed to promote other search engines, set different defaults based on OS version or private mode, features that Apple already offers on iOS. Google simply can't pay a company to be the exclusive search engine, but again, it can pay to be the default. Another tidbit is that there's a 12-month default limit. Google can't condition revenue sharing on keeping any Google service as the default for more than 1 year. This means that Google's competitors will get a shot every year at offering Apple a better deal to be the default search engine, but Google will also be able to participate in that bidding. There are a handful of other interesting details from the remedies handed down yesterday in Google's antitrust case, including that it won't have to sell Chrome or Android, two potential solutions to the monopoly that the Department of Justice had recommended. You can hit the links in the show notes to find our full coverage of the case. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.